This is a meeting of the Sylvania City Council Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's May 16th at 6:30 PM. Present tonight are committee members Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, and Mishka, as well as City Council Member Doug Hanem, Mayor Stow, and city staff Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, and Bill Sanford. Did I get that? That's right. Okay, we're here on a single matter tonight, and that is to have an initial conversation about a proposed City of Sylvania calendar for the year 2017. I think we all know that for years we've communicated with our citizens through the Country Journal quarterly, and now twice a year newsletter, more recently with our website. And this is an idea that was presented and brought forward by the administration, and I think by the mayor, that it might warrant us taking a look at. So what I was hoping we could do today is, here, first of all, here's some background from Bill Sanford. You all have a handout in front of you. And decide whether this is an idea that's worth pursuing. I'm not hopeful that we'll have any real decisions about content today, but just whether this is something that we want to pursue. We might, after Bill's discussion, have an opportunity to surface some of our own ideas about what should go into the calendar from a content standpoint. We want to talk about funding a little bit, and then talk about a timeline, so that if we do go forward, we can figure out when the committee will meet again. So that's kind of the game plan as I see it. So Bill, if you don't mind, would you walk us through this? And I should say that Councilman Fry has joined us as well.
Thanks, Mark. The calendar idea, the mayor picked this up down in Worthington, Ohio. It's very well done. Wanted our input. Staff seemed to, we liked it, and there was a lot of good information, and I reached out to Mark and said, let's, can we talk about this and see if this is something we want to do, and if we do it, how would we do it, and so on. You know, some of you remember the discussions in the Country Journal. We cut back on the number of issues that we had per year, and the latest is now we're down to these, the last two that have come out. Couple of things that are pretty important on the Country Journal, the waste disposal recycling schedule, and this other the recycling schedule that Republic sent out independently of the two Country Journals. The idea is to put all that type of information on the calendar, as well as other meeting dates or however we want to use that. And the idea was to, you know, the cost of a Country Journal, I've got down here, it's about approximately $3,000 per issue. Or so if we do not publish the Country Journals in 2017, we're scheduled to have one more yet this year, 2016, the second one. That'd be a savings of $6,000. Then what would it cost to do a calendar? And I put on here, I did just some, a little bit of research with a couple printers somebody that we've worked with on other projects, Muir Graphics, and they have done calendars for other organizations, and their cost to lay it out and with assistance from the city of providing the copy and providing pictures, and their cost and then also to mail it would be $6,500. I also got a quote from Creative Oxygen. Again, we've done work with them. They have a lot of pictures and material on the city, but they would do the legwork, the layout, and the production. And again, we give them some input, but they have some of the pictures and some of the things already. So that's just to give you an idea of if we would do it and what the cost would be.
Bill, does their cost include the printing or not?
Yes. This is an apple-to-apple comparison.
Okay.
That is the print, to mail, the whole thing. It's just that, one, we're using staff time, and I say, you know, we with the staff and Laura would do a lot of the legwork of, you know, the copy, and then we would decide how we wanted to do. This calendar from Worthington is a 32-page calendar. The example I gave you was 28 pages. We could do it any number you'd like, but and I guess I was trying to show that you, you know, they, I thought they had a little extra in some of their pages maybe we wouldn't need. And then the price might be a little bit better too if you did a 28-page. So I think it's a good option, and again, you could see where it'd be pretty close to a wash with the savings from the other, plus to get some sponsorship. And we had reached out a while ago, and Republic was interested, and Kevin was good enough to confirm that commitment. It's still $1,500, right, Kevin? And they said in a calendar that they would put toward that. So, and Mark and I talked a little bit about this. It's not something I think we want to go out and try to sell a million ads to. It's either one or two sponsors. So the focus, as you can see on this, it's all about the city. It's all about the information, and very little ads or sponsors on there.
Right.
So we would be saving money? This seems like so much more than...
I don't hear us saying that we would save money, but we're thinking that it might be a break-even, potentially.
Well, with sponsorship, and if we did the Muir, we'd be coming out ahead.
Yeah.
But now, would there be some other extra costs? There could be to get some of the material, some of the pictures, some of the things that we want. But, yes, I think with the numbers...
Is it because the main part of the... cost is mailing versus printing? Is that why we would save money?
I'm not
meaning that you're sending two issues instead of one calendar.
Yeah, so we're spending more on postage if you only sent one,
sure,
and you spend less
yes.
on postage.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right.
Even though it's like so much more print.
Right. I think we have to be careful about what we're getting from the printer, right? I mean, these are not easy projects to do, and we need to see what, let's get a sample of a calendar that they've done versus having a designer do. And I think we have to understand that it's a substantial amount of work for our staff. I mean, this is information that has to be assembled and proofed, and in order to fill a calendar that size, it's quite a few more pages than we have in the Country Journal. So, you know.
Plus the dates for the events need to be in early so that
right.
so you can print.
Right, right, right.
That was the mark, you know, with the staff when we first started looking at it, was the way, how do we not add a cost to the budget. We wanted to see if it would at least break even, or it'd be just a different, you know, like a shift to the calendar versus the Country Journal. So
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't be adding to anything to the budget. But again, we want to make sure it's done right. We want to cut corners, and then it's not a nice piece. This is a very nice piece that they did.
Mm-hmm.
That is a nice piece. Really nice.
And we would want ours. I mean, clearly this is a calling card for the city, right? We'd want to have it be a nicely designed and elegant in the way it's put together, right? So those are all factors. What's the committee think, and what does council think? Is this something that we want to continue to think about?
So maybe some discussion first before. So
okay.
So we have an online calendar that has nothing on it.
Okay.
Because it's a huge amount of work. I talked to Laura about this, and then you have people like, how do you decide who gets to be on the calendar?
Right.
Because there's so many organizations, and then if you put one on, then you've got someone else calling you, hey, then how come I'm not on? So, like, it seems like we should fill up our online one before we put one, or maybe both.
Bill and I had this conversation a bit, and I think we came down to the notion that there are some organizations in Sylvania that obviously are partners with the city, right? We have our events, a bit, mm-hmm. but we have, you know, it's pretty clear that the Fall Festival and the Memorial Day Parade and some events like that are part of the fabric of the town, right? So it would make sense to me to partner with the organizers of those events to have some...
Here are current events.
Contest. Okay, where did you get that from? Is that our calendar?
That's our website.
Yeah, is there, and nothing's down there?
There are no events
yeah.
in May.
Okay, we got to do better.
There's no events tonight. The whole year.
Including the meetings tonight.
Right. So, you know, I think that's the kind of thing. Well, we have our own things to talk about. We have our committee meetings. We have the plan commission meetings. I mean, our council meetings, the plan commission. Probably our recycling day, you know.
They have good stuff on there.
Yeah.
I feel like they did a good job
yeah.
of...
I think the line becomes a little bit trickier when we're approached by, for example, a church or a VFW group that wants to have their events there that are not really associated with the city. They're in the city, but that, I think, becomes a bit trickier. You know, when St. Joe's comes to us and says, can we put the festival on there, right? Well, that's opening a door to a whole other different kind of event.
So can I play devil's advocate on one more?
Sure.
So in the light of our budget issues, should we be, like, I feel like this is beautiful, but is someone going to get it and say, wow, where'd they get the money for this? You know what I mean? Because it's beautiful, and I'm sure everybody would put it on the refrigerator, but it looks like excessive almost. So I feel like a little bit like,
right.
And then maybe in this day and age, we should be doing more online than adding something in print. That's just the...
Mm-hmm. Do you have the trash calendar anywhere in your kitchen?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Well, so do I.
I have it on my refrigerator.
And I bet most people in Sylvania do, right? So I would argue that, yes, that same information is available online, but that would not be my first thought.
But that's just one page. And I like it that it's just one page because you don't have to flip through it. You can just – I like having just that one thing from Republic Services on the side of my fridge. Yeah.
You know, and if I may, this is sort of my own personal view about the budget piece. We don't know yet if we do have a budget problem, right?
It is a quick link on our webpage, the refuge schedule.
Okay.
So, which is pretty nice. That's where I use it.
You go. Okay. I think we're trying to work through a budget situation, but I'm not sure it's broadly
sensed that
we're not don't have a handle on that, right?
I feel weird about adding an expense.
Mm-hmm. Kevin?
Jason.
I like it. I think it's good. I like the materials in there. I think it's a good way to communicate the things. I agree with the criteria, setting the criteria and, you know, the existing electronic piece. The question I have is, do people use the calendars or do they use their electronic calendars? I mean, all of my stuff's electronic, right? So when I look what I have to do for the day, I don't look at the refrigerator. And the question is, who does that? I mean, some people do and some people don't. If it's big enough, people can write their family things in there, then they may do that. This is the day that I have a doctor's appointment mm-hmm. or something. The question is there any way that with the community support of the sponsors, we can find a way to feed some of that work? I mean, outsource isn't a word, but is there a way that we can use some of that, we can reduce the cost, have somebody do some of that work for us, mm-hmm. which is, you know, if you do the print calendar, can you also maintain the online piece too?
Well, I think that...
And then it's a wash.
Right, and the point...
A little increase.
The point is maybe exactly the opposite of what Katie was trying to make, which is that if we go through the effort of putting together a comprehensive annual calendar, that could be what we use to populate the online calendar.
And they should be mirrors every day.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But then it wouldn't be blank. It would have some content.
Right. And then I'm going to nerd out for a minute. I would go a step further with the online calendar if we have the capability to do it, and I would make that there a clickable link in there that imports it into my calendar on my phone.
Sure.
So that now I have it with me every day, a reminder goes off, things like that.
Sure.
So I like the idea of doing better calendars. I'm not opposed to the print.
And if you were, I could, as a marketing guy, I could make an argument that we could market our website by having that be a constant on the calendar. So, you know, for updates, go to cityofsylvania.com, right?
I'm a little bit concerned about having the dates in there up front, you know, making sure everything's set. But depends on your criteria. I mean, if you know that it's going to be the Planning Commission and the Council of Events and you keep that tight, those dates are normally done ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. The only trick would be
the question of who can be in there, right? I mean, one of the things that we do know is that the organizations that we work very closely with, the Chamber and Arts Commission, things like that, get some kind of funding through the city.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you could couple it with that.
That's a good thought.
The only problem with that is if you tell somebody, well, you don't get funding through us, they'll say, well, give us funding, and then we'll be in your calendar.
Well, this is a good list.
Right.
That builds up.
The DSA.
To me, the point of providing a calendar isn't the stuff that we already have on there, although that's nice. The point of providing a calendar is so that somebody can sit down and say, if they choose to do this in writing, I do have a doctor's appointment that day, or Johnny or Susie has a doctor's appointment, or we're going on vacation this week, or when you hand it to your 10-year-old child and say, how many days of school are left? I don't know whether you all counted days of school were left, but when I was a kid, that was a big deal. You got a calendar and you started X and days off till you got to the end of school.
Right.
Those are the kinds of things that become functional. Fabric of the community. So you add things to it, and the space available to add things to it becomes important, because my only concern about that is that I can't write that small and be legible. It, to actually use it
right.
as no. a calendar.
But, okay. Okay. Got it.
Sorry.
Sandy?
Well, I think there's a lot of people in our community that would not go to their device that would use it. My concern is the content, what all we can put on there. And I guess that would be something we would need to work through if we put board meetings on it from these different organizations or not. We have the Planning Commission. I see they have the Township, which I think would be a good idea, the Township Trustees meeting.
And they'll want a page of themselves with their photos. And
well.
It could be.
That would be lovely if it was a community calendar and just not a city calendar. I don't know that if we could get all of that information on here, though, between the two entities. But I like, here's Farmers Market on here. There's a lot of good stuff in there. I see us printing more than just what we would send out, though, because I think Bill would, you know, be able to use it. I think it could be, we could have them different places available for pickup for visitors to town or people
that
are.
Make them available to our realtors, right?
Yes,
There's a piece to self-marketing, right?
Yeah, and maybe they would want to, you know, maybe the realtors would like to advertise.
When new residents move in, do they get packets from? I seem to recall.
There's a packet that Laura puts together and works with the chamber on.
Okay. On those. Right. So that would be beneficial if we went with something like this, that if it goes out in January and someone moves, the new resident doesn't miss the calendar and new one comes.
Or we could, don't we have to have, we have to have a communication with new residents when we change the water billing, right?
Right.
That could be a trigger to send it out to them, right?
So I would make sure that happens if you choose to go that route.
Doug?
I'm skeptical. I think we're, I think it's a horse and buggy in an automobile world. I think updating this calendar is where I want to spend time and effort. I'd want to promote the web page in our water bills. Here's what's coming, and use that more. I haven't carried a calendar. I used to carry a calendar, but I haven't. And
you keep your personal stuff on
here.
There as well.
Everything's here.
Yeah.
And I would challenge you. And I'm old. Okay, I mean I'm 61. I can't
all
imagine.
Relative.
I mean, Jason, you don't carry a calendar, right?
Yeah. No,
and
me too.
These are
okay. I do carry a calendar.
Why
do
you? And I know, and I think it's a generational thing. I think most of the young families and the younger families would look at that the day it came. And it would be gone. They don't have calendars.
So does it have to be a mandatory opt-in? I mean, what if there was a way to say, I want a calendar?
Well.
And then if you wanted the calendar, you get the calendar.
Yeah, let me ask a question, and I say this sincerely, and I don't know quite who I'm asking, because I'm looking for somebody who has kids. How do you keep the school, all of the appointments that you have for your kids on a calendar? Leslie?
Electronic.
It's all there. How do you share that?
Google Calendar. You can do either one. But it's nice too, a lot of the kids' activities have apps that automatically upload to an Outlook calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
You could make it printable. We could fill in our calendar online and make it really sweet. And then if you wanted a copy, you could go and say printable version and you could print one.
Let me, maybe this is a...
That's a great idea. And the other thing that's a great idea are links in the online calendar too. Other.
But we don't have an, so you're saying we could have an ability for folks to download a City of Sylvania calendar under their device?
Yeah, or they could get, sometimes it'll say get the printable version and then you can, if somebody wants to print it, then they've got it.
What most people would do would be download specific events.
Yeah.
Their calendar.
Here's where I would find this useful is I never can remember what day our art walk is.
That's because it changes.
Okay, but it's like...
It's first Friday.
Roughly first Friday. Friday, okay.
All that.
And I don't remember that. Or I don't remember that it's going to be the first Friday. I remember it a day ahead of time, and then it's too late because I've made some plans to do something different, right? So it's very, very hard for me to make an appointment with myself to do something that I genuinely like if I don't have it on a calendar. And I have not taken the time to populate my electronic calendar with all of the things that are going on in Sylvania.
So what if...
The sink.
I'm kind of hesitant to even say it because it's, I don't know how I feel about it. Has anyone thought of the idea of a city app, which is, has anyone seen a city app?
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
no.
It's an application. I'm sure
have
there's someone that would
app?
Love to sell it to us.
Yeah.
And it's got all the same things. It's, there's menus within it. It's the website, but it's not on the web. It's on your phone. It comes from the app store. Everything's in it. And then from there, it can probably push and notify that there's an event going on today and feed your calendar.
That's
and
a good idea.
Would be something that's local and not, I have to go out and get it. And I have one on here. I think I have one.
From another
city. It's a long story. No, it's not Ann Arbor. I don't know if I have it or not. It was a long story.
Jason's looking for that. I would like to say that it was my daughter and her husband, who are very tech-savvy, have a young family, that do hang this in their kitchen. It's on the side of their, one of their walls, and that's their connection to the city, mm-hmm. and they circle events on it that they want to do with their kids. Like they just had Touch a Truck Day, and they circle that on there. It might be a connection that might be used by more young people than you think. If it's just for Sandy and I to use because we're still paper-oriented, it's probably not worth it. But it came because my kids said, this is really great, we like having this. And they wouldn't give me their new one. Because they're so useless.
I think there's a value in some medium, whether that's print or whether that's electronic, to remind the people who live here about the ever-increasing number of things there are to do, right? When I think back over the last couple of years, there's really a lot going on in this town. Now, movie night and the art walk and all of the things that we have going on, I guess we still do the car shows, all that stuff. And I'm skeptical that our citizens have an awareness of all that stuff in one place, and I think it would be terrific for the town to do that. And I'm not terribly, I don't know if it works to extend this to the township, because that's a whole separate set of issues, a separate set of events. I think we want to create a value added for people living in the city, right? And that this would potentially do that. So
I do think the township meetings should be on there, the trustee meetings, because we are in the township.
We are
entitled to go to those
meetings.
And
that's a good point. And you're somebody who...
And I do.
I know that.
More recently
mm-hmm.
than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I just wanted to add that Laura would tell you that she gets many calls. When is this coming? The schedule. So the Country Journal piece,
mean, if we didn't do this, we'd still have to do this.
People look for that.
They look for that, make sure you send it to me, did it come out yet? I mean, it's a, they're calling the mayor's office, make sure I get that.
What, that could also be included, though, in a utility bill. I mean.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, with, as a mailer, with a utility.
Yeah, my point, you just wouldn't eliminate the cost.
Right, I understand.
Right. What is, does anybody know, Mayor, do you know what the demographic profile of the town is at this point? How many people? And I, like Doug, I mean, I'm 75% into the electronic world, okay? But what percentage of our residents are over, let's say, 55? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I can only speak from personal experience that my neighborhood's turning over to younger families. And because the houses in the city are less expensive than some of the big houses in the township, we may be as young as the township is, maybe younger. But we also have a lot of senior residents that are empty nesters as well. So we have to research that in our census data. That's information we have access to, and we can get an answer on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess to me the premise that we don't necessarily want to do this because not everyone's going to use it may not necessarily be the right premise. I agree with the electronic format, but if we have 8,000 households in the city of Sylvania and 1,000 of them use it, would use this calendar, if we believe that, then is that necessarily, even though the other 7,000 look through it one time and say, hey, this is interesting information, and they put it to the side and eventually toss it, do the other 1,000, you know, households use it? And if so, is that necessarily in an appropriate use of the resource?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, the only real world parallel that I know to this is what's happening to the newspaper business, right? And I'm following that a lot because I have an interest in it because of my business I'm in.
Right.
And many communities now are being successful by offering the content over a variety of platforms, right? Mm-hmm. An app, on the web, and in the print. And it's still like almost 40% of people, including the millennials, prefer to read their newspaper in print. So I'm troubled by the notion that it's all or nothing. Yeah, me too, right? Absolutely. So, and it's not that they don't prefer one over the other, it's that they demand to have all three, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Well, and I think we talked about that, is having, if we're going to have this information, we aren't now putting it online.
Yeah.
So if that encourages that at least to be done, and we already have the information, it's just, it's really, we're putting it out there in two different, which we aren't doing right now. We have a place for it, but we aren't doing it, so.
Right. But I agree with you. I think the problem you're going to have is, you know, we're in the middle of a transition period from physical to electronic, and when you go electronic, the problem that you have is, well, which one do you do? Do you put it on the web? Do you use social media? If you use social media, what social media do you do? And everyone's got their favorite social media. And then you're like, okay, now we're doing five different things, and that's not sustainable.
Not to extend the discussion even yet further, but how are we doing with our City of Sylvania Facebook page? Are we getting people gravitating to that? Because that would be another way of pushing the same content out in a different way.
And I'll point out in here that it says, in Worthington 2014, goals and projects is enhance social media with residents, members, and participants, right? So, I mean, they're trying to do the same thing.
Sure.
Because there's a calendar there, too, right? So where do you stop? I guess that's the question.
Let's switch the conversation for a minute, because I guess I'm... We
have 1,300 people that like us on Facebook.
Which is not so many.
Well,
it's probably more than before.
A lot more than before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but if you're inactive, then right? The more active it is, the more people will like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the point. And I would say if you create more content for it and update it more regularly, yeah, right?
People
yeah,
going to
people
it.
Can go for it. I'm not.
We got a lot of posts.
Do we? Yeah. That we're generating?
Yeah, two today.
Okay.
One on hockey and one on reading challenge.
Hockey?
Yeah. Learn to play hockey. Session begins on June 8th. Summer reading challenge at Sylvania Library, June 1st.
Yeah. Let's switch up the conversation. I'm not particularly willing to vote tonight to not do this, okay? I, quite honestly, when I go home, I'm going to call my kids and ask them where they get their information, right? I mean, my daughter has a family of, you know, three kids and a husband. They're all busy, and I don't know where they do that. And she might just lay a dead hanum on me and say, well, of course we get it electronically.
Well, I guess I don't want to be too negative. I mean, if doing that would allow us to be more effective
there,
here,
yeah.
You know, if that's the impetus for it, that's worthwhile.
Right.
Once we get it electronically here, then if a year or two we don't think that's worth the money.
Right, and that's the thing.
And,
maybe need to maintain both for a while.
And, you know, I think we should be somewhat sensitive to our older citizens, right? Let's say that we have 25%. Or more of people 55 plus. I mean, these are the people who vote for levies and are civically engaged and support a lot of our nonprofit activities in town. So we need to be responsive to them. I wanted to ask Bill if he had a sense about the timing. If we went ahead and did a print piece, when would we have to get that going?
There's a month to get things together. So to me, like an early December mailing, we talked about that a little bit, November 1st.
To have it be done.
I'd
but
have
then backing up from that, we have to create content, et cetera.
So number, we'd have to be ready to go. I'd have to be able to hand them something November 1st.
My experience is it takes about 4 months to put something together of this complexity if you hustle it. You know, so that's 4 months plus one. So it's like we're going to need to decide this in the next month or two.
Yeah, it's coming right up.
Yeah.
If you look at the Worthington calendar, it's not a calendar. It starts in May.
Yeah, and that doesn't, to me, that's, I wonder about why they do that, because it seems to me that the trash season, I'm going to know on January 1st when
yeah,
when
I think January is a good start.
Yeah.
I think so. His Facebook page is really good.
Whose?
Ours.
Yeah.
We got to promote that in our next utility bill.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I didn't know.
Aren't they cool?
Yeah, stays up on that.
Yeah, well, you know, and I've seen it once in a while.
You get it, yeah.
Well, I like it, so you know, it turns up in my news feed periodically. Mm-hmm. But now that I actually went to the page itself, it's got a ton of information on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is really good.
So, Laura,
thank you.
I will.
She can listen to the tape.
Because we're going to tell her we complained about the calendar. But really
I bet there's an answer to that, or I bet that can be changed. Or what did she say? You said you asked her, Katie?
I was just, are you going back to, she just said that it was hard. There's a lot of information to put in the calendar and to decide what to put in and what doesn't put in. And then you put in a few things, and then there's other people that are upset. So the solution was just to take everything out.
Well, the Facebook page complements that. You know, you could, if you put just the, you know, the key stuff in the calendar related to your government or these.
We should just have the city dates.
If we had our meeting dates and highlight unlimited pickup weeks.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, and those sorts of things, that would be really valuable.
Yep, all in one place.
And this is really, there's all kinds of stuff in there. And you know all the people that are complaining we're not putting it in the calendar? We'd say, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put it on our Facebook page for you. And we'll send it to everybody.
What's worked, I think it's this committee, Mark, that does the, and the policy, Laura follows that because...
Because we gave her a policy, because she wanted a policy.
Oh, if you didn't have a policy, it's every garage sale and
right.
crazy little thing. Right. She gets all these calls, but if she gives them the guidelines, they understand, they send it in, she puts it up, it really works well.
Right.
I didn't see any school things on here. I wouldn't think we would put school activities on here because they have their own calendar.
Right. They used to send one out, they don't anymore.
Right.
Because they have it online though, I bet.
Oh,
I don't know.
I didn't mean to.
No, no, anyway. You're good.
Let me suggest something. I wonder if we couldn't ask you, Bill, to give a little bit more thought with Laura to what content, whether it's electronic or print, we would put on the calendar and not. What organizations would we allow to have in and not? I mean, Jason's notion of having people that we fund, it's a good starting point, right? I would argue that you'd probably need to put some of the things that come out of SageArt there, and we have a participatory agreement with them to be on their board as the Historical Village and as community services and others. And I'd like to spend a little time doing a little personal discovery around this. And is there anything that is being written by some of our sources of information about best practices, you know, the Municipal League or any of that? I get some email stuff now from a national group that talks about best practices in towns and villages. Could we do a little discovery on that?
Yes,
and just see if there's some trends. And then maybe get back in a couple weeks and revisit this. Is that fine?
That's fine. I guess I'd like to know if we can have a way to assess what the impact is operation-wise if we did electronic effort as well. In parallel.
Both. Yeah, right. Yes.
We know the cost of this.
Yes.
But how do we figure the cost of somebody doing an electronic version as well?
And by that, do you mean an app or do you mean just tied in with the website?
I think tied in with the website and maybe mirroring some social, mirroring it to social media.
Mm-hmm.
I think the app piece is probably just as much of a quagmire as...
That's the next.
I don't know if you want to get into that.
We got a little bit of that when we did the website.
Yeah,
there's already been some homework done.
Mm-hmm. That's very device specific, right? So I don't know if you want to go there right now.
Okay.
You know, you got an Android and you got an iPhone. If you don't have any of those, then you're right. At least the web, if you got a machine that can get to the web, it's platform independent.
That's useful. That sounds like.
It's okay. So do we want to set a time to get back? Together.
I have to get my calendar.
And I am too, Sandy. I would not want particularly to do it around the next council meeting, but let me ask a question of you all. We have a finance committee meeting on the 2nd, which is a Thursday. Is there a chance that we could maybe piggyback with that?
That's the one that I'm going to...
You're going to miss that one?
The only... If we did it afterwards, I could. But I have a conflict from 4 to 5.
Well, we could conceivably...
That's when the finance committee meeting.
Yeah.
That's the conflict.
Yeah.
I can't get out of it.
Yeah, you have a meeting at work.
Ann Arbor, yeah.
Yeah. So when can you be here?
By 6.
Yeah.
Assuming I'm out.
Yeah.
I can remember Mary. When you picked this finance meeting, she has an event in...
I talked to Mary about my conflict, and she said leave it because this is it's not an easy one to move. Because we wanted to wait until June. She had some other conflicts, and then it people down.
Yeah, can we just wildly do, is there any chance that everybody's available on Tuesday the 31st at 8?
In the morning?
Yep.
May 31st?
Mm-hmm.
It won't be.
No.
Be out of town.
Are you gone all week?
I'm coming back that day.
And the 31st, yes. Okay. Are you available on Thursday, the 2nd, at other times?
I'm available except 4 and 5.
Can we do an 8 o'clock on the 2nd?
We can do that, but there will be 2 meetings that day for everybody else. Well, but otherwise, I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, start the day, end the day.
Doing a little bit earlier. Doing a little bit earlier.
Then 8?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if people do it. Could you do the 2nd?
I could. I'm not on the committee.
No.
Yeah, I could.
I can do earlier. I like earlier.
On the 2nd? 7:30?
7:30 is good.
You do that.
Of course.
All right.
I'm not on the committee, but it's not a problem.
No, okay. Well, let's Mayor, could you do that? That's staff, I know. You still do staff?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't think Mary can.
Oh.
Listen to her. Remember, she has her staff retreat is staff.
Oh.
Well, that's right, because she's coming back in.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my memory of when she set this meeting. She didn't like this day at all.
And she's not on the committee either.
She doesn't have to be on this committee. Everybody doesn't have to attend
their retreat. Right.
Right.
Although this is something that everybody's interested. Did I vet Wednesday afternoon? Did I say that?
Wednesday the 1st? No, I don't think you said that.
What time?
4:30.
4:30, my lord.
I'm a no-do, but I'm perfectly comfortable with you. I'm making this decision. Right. I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, I'll do
4:30 on Wednesday. Katie?
Sure.
I'm not sure. I have to be in court for stage art at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, and
you'll
I don't know how long that's going to be.
Are you testifying that day?
I've been issued a subpoena, and there's like 7 of us. Yeah. We all have to be there at 11, and it's crazy people.
He is crazy.
What's this matter? What's going on? Can we schedule? You're on the committee.
Do I do 5?
Yeah.
5 o'clock. Court's closed at 4:30, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's say 5 o'clock on the 1st.
All right, that's
let's
fine.
Grab that before we can. Okay. Okay, done. And we'll do a little bit of further discovery, personal and otherwise. And
4:30 on the 1st?
No, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Okay, done. Anything else for the committee today?
Where are we going to meet? We're going to meet here. We're going to meet.
Are we able to use it, Sharon? Is the room available?
Normally, we get first shot at it unless there's some extenuating circumstances.
Okay. Yeah, let's meet here. It's a little bit more room, and we might have a bigger crowd. Okay, good. So, no other business.
Can we get any calendars from any other cities?
Yeah, Bill,
I'll do some.
If anybody.
I'll do some homework for other. There's about 10, 12 cities I like to keep tabs on in Ohio
or
similar to us and
see
find out who does
say.
What. I'll do that.
Okay, great. So it's 7:15 and we're adjourned.